T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time here. I appreciate your joining me as I fill in for Dave Lee here this week.
Hey, good morning. Excited to be with you, John, and look forward to a great conversation.
All right, well, let's talk about this. Now, although, you know, college sports is your background here, you still have to have been moved by the passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, 7 others, including a college baseball coach, and that helicopter accident on Sunday. Tell me your first reaction.
You know, I think my first reaction is just sadness. You know, obviously anytime there's a loss of life, there's just extreme sadness. And I think it's one of those moments, John, that all of us will remember where you were, what you were doing, and how you found out. And I happened to be with Coach Pitino. He and I usually get together before the games, and I was down in the locker room with Coach Pitino when news first broke. And just the shock and sadness, disbelief, and again, just so such a tragic event, and obviously everybody impacted that's in our thoughts and prayers, and just a difficult time for so many people. And when our student athletes learned about it after the game, you saw the emotion on their face. You know, obviously Kobe was somebody that obviously was a phenomenal basketball player, but did so many more things and transcended so many different things. So just a tragic loss for so many people involved.
Yeah, what was it like? I'm curious about this because I think I had read that Coach Pitino, as well as Coach Izzo for Michigan State, just kind of kept it on the down low. They didn't share the news with the team prior to the game. I don't know how that happens, how they, you know, are able to keep it away from the social media like that. But as the news started coming out, what was it like then in the barn on Sunday?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it happened so close to the tip of the game that it was difficult to get any of that out to anybody. And I can tell you, as I made my way up, as just right after tip-off, I think people started to kind of talk about it a little bit in the section I was sitting in with my family. And, you know, I've got 3 kids, and my wife and my kids were pointing out on social media what was being reported. And as more people started reporting, it started to kind of spread throughout the barn. And truly, you know, the student athletes on both teams did not find out until after the game. Just, you know, they obviously don't have their phones with them. They're competing and playing the game. And then when they found out again, I think you see the sadness on their face and realize how precious life is and to appreciate every moment.
Let's bring it forward here a little bit to last night, Gopher women at Indiana. They've had some turmoil over the past few weeks.
Yeah, you know, Coach Whalen, you know, she's working incredibly hard, and I just have so much confidence in what she's doing with our program, and we talk all the time. You know, obviously we understand clearly that winning is what we want to do. We want to win the right way academically, athletically, and socially, and there's no doubt she has our program. We had a tough game last night down at Indiana. They're a ranked team. They have a very good program, and we come back and play Rutgers this weekend here at the barn, and I encourage people to come out and support them. But there's no doubt that program continues to grow and develop, and we have high expectations for Lindsay and are very confident in what she does and what her staff does, and just excited about the future of that program as we move forward.
Let me ask you about this. Chatting with a Gopher athletic director, Mark Coyle here, we're talking. If an athlete puts their name in the transfer portal, which we've heard about here of late, can they withdraw it and return to their previous school?
You know, as soon as an athlete enters a transfer portal, that allows other institutions to talk to them. And you know, I'd have to confirm with our compliance department if they withdraw their name from that portal. That usually is not the case. Once an athlete, obviously a lot of decision goes behind that process to put their name in the transfer portal. And athletes, you know, not all athletes actually find a home. You know, some people will put their name in the transfer portal and will find out that they don't have opportunities at other institutions. So it's a decision that people take their time on to make the right decision. And, you know, ultimately, I'm a big believer, John, you know, our goal is to provide a first-class experience for every student athlete. And if a student athlete wants to do something different, we want to be support that, help them find the right spot, and rarely do you see kids return to the original program.
Finally here, let me ask you about this. Wednesday, next Wednesday, National Signing Day, will there be plans for a big ceremony at the U?
Well, as you know, Coach Fleck and his staff do a phenomenal job of recruiting, and we do on that early signing period in December. We had a very successful signing class, and obviously Coach Fleck and his staff are out recruiting now, working incredibly hard, so we won't have any planned events until next Wednesday. We do a big event on that early signing day period when we sign most of our student athletes.
All right, very good. Great to have this chance to chat with you. I know Dave Lee will be back with you next week when you have a chance to visit once again. Mark, appreciate your time here.
We appreciate it, and go Gophers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.